Restaurants in the city open today for limited outdoor service, and they have been open in the suburbs for the last couple of days, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But I want to stay in the city here for just a moment. Stephanie Hart, open on 75th Street. That's one of the, Stephanie, you're one of the streets, I think was it six or eight streets, that had gotten designated as officially closed to vehicular traffic so that you could put as many tables as you possibly could on the street. How is that going for you today so far?
Well, it was a brand new initiative, and we just found out that we were going to be able to do it on Friday. So some circumstances have set us back, and we should be able to be up next week with that. Mm-hmm. And what we've decided to do as a group, there's like three anchor corners, Calumet, Prairie, and Indiana. And we're going to close off the streets on the side street from Calumet to the alley, from on Prairie to the alley, and this is from starting from 75th. So all our tables will be on the sides, and all the restaurants will share those for the different blocks.
So are you going to be in the alleys, though, too?
No, we won't be in the alleys. We will not be in the alleys. We'll be in the streets.
Yes. I know that, but there were some restaurants that were talking about that because of the way that they were configured, that they wanted to go down an alley. Listen, we're Chicagoans. That's not a good idea under any circumstances whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I didn't hear that, but we did get a lot of concern, and we want to be good neighbors. There's a lot of traffic on 75th Street. It's a major bus line, and with all the different things that are going on right now, we want to make sure that people have, you know, easy access to get where they're going, and we don't want to impede them from their destinations. But at the same time, we want to try to participate and give people a little bit hope with this outside seating.
So are they moving those bus lines on 75th around you, or are they going to try and keep your street open? Because the whole idea
the mayor actually came to our street and got a chance to see the amount of traffic that we have.
Yeah.
And she thought it was a great idea, our workaround. And, you know, like she said herself, one size doesn't fit all, and that sounds great to her that we would use the side streets. And then it really kind of works out nice because one of the major pizza restaurants, they're on the corner of Calumet, so it'll just flow out into the street, and I'm very close to that corner. Mm-hmm. And then Lim's Barbecue is close to the corner of Prairie, and then Indiana, instead of closing all that space down that isn't there, they're going to use their side street on Indiana, and they'll be able to fit about eight tables out there socially distant.
Yeah. How do you feel about the pent-up demand here? It does seem as though there are a lot. We talked to some downtown restaurateurs who are opening up just right now. They're opening up as of 5:30, and the reservations were off the hook. Obviously, your place, Brown Sugar Bakery, is a little different. It's more of a coffee, and you've got incredible baked goods. That's going to be a little different. It's not a reservation place necessarily, but they want to get out. People want to get back to normal. Do you get that sense?
Oh, I definitely get that sense because I've been getting browbeated. We have been open for curbside, and people hate it. They want in here so bad. So, you know, we're really looking forward to opening up the inside of our store. We've done some configuration, even though it's still takeout. They'll be able to come in, be socially distant, have a minimal contact experience, and then go outside and sit and have their coffee, have their cake, have their barbecue. Have their soul food as soul vegetarian, and I'm just excited, and I think that our neighborhood will be excited as well.
Yeah, when do you get the sense? Nobody knows officially, but do you have a sense of when they're going to start allowing inside customers?
You know, unfortunately, we don't have a good sense. You know, I also have a location at Navy Pier, and they are also this weekend opening up some on the outside. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that it's complex, and I'm just very glad that we've been able to, you know, we won't have sit down on the inside, but I'm glad that we'll be able to have customers inside to get stuff instead of just doing curbside.
So that's a positive move. Yeah. You guys didn't get hit during the looting or anything though, right? Were you guys good? Was your block all right?
our block got hit, the liquor store got hit bad, but honestly, my heart, first of all, goes out to all the businesses that were destroyed, and my heart goes out to the victims of police brutality. As a business owner, it's hard to have these feelings, but we were terrified and we did get passed by. So all of the major restaurants on our block got passed by. The liquor store, unfortunately, but we all got together. We cleaned him up, and, you know, I don't know when he'll be able to get back open because his complete stock was, you know, decimated.
Well, it is interesting to watch the business owners. It actually is heartwarming to watch business owners helping each other out. I saw that here on Sunday morning downtown in the River North area, where all the restaurateurs and bar owners, and they all got hit, whether it was on Hubbard or Kinsey. There's glass everywhere in the streets and things thrown out in the streets, and everybody was helping everybody else. So that's at least a good sign here. All right, Stephanie,
It is. Thank you so much. Yay.
Yeah. All right. Stephanie Hart, owner of Brown Sugar Bakery, 328 East 75th Street in Chicago, in Chatham.